Less than 24 hours after the Federal Reserve proclaimed the recession to be easing, the United States has been hit with a quadruple batch of somber economic news. With retail sales down, business inventories cut, jobless claims up, and home foreclosures hitting a new record high. Instead of the modest gain economists had been expecting, U.S. retail sales dipped 0.1% in July. Laxman Akuthan of the New York-based Economic Cycle Research Institute says even a slight drop in sales has consequences.
It's a big deal because you're talking about an economy that's almost $14 trillion. And that's why even a fraction of a fraction is billions and billions of dollars of activity.
Automobile sales were a bright spot in the retail sector, recording a 2.4% jump last month amid a government program subsidizing the purchase of new fuel-efficient vehicles. Akuthan says America's sudden car-buying frenzy may have eaten up cash that would otherwise have gone to other sectors.
It may be that the effort to buy a car made people hold off on buying other things like refrigerators or new dining room tables and things like that.
Other economic data included a slight rise in the number of people filing initial jobless claims. The Labor Department says 558,000 newly laid off Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, 4,000 more than the previous week. But the total number of people receiving benefits fell from 6.34 million to 6.2 million. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department reports American businesses cut inventories 1.1% in June, the 10th consecutive monthly decline. And despite recent signs of a turnaround in America's battered housing industry, a private group reports the number of new home foreclosure filings rose 7% in July from the previous month and is up nearly a third from a year ago. Rick Sharga is vice president of Realty Track, which compiled the numbers.
This month's report was particularly dismal. We really don't see much good news in any part of the country as it relates to foreclosure activity.
It was a rash of home foreclosures after a prolonged period of lax lending standards that many economists blame for America's financial meltdown last year. The day's economic data stand in contrast to Wednesday's encouraging assessment of U.S. economic conditions by the Federal Reserve. The central bank says it sees signs that the economy is leveling out after a prolonged downturn. Meanwhile, Europe's largest economies have returned to economic growth. Germany and France reported a 0.3% rise in second quarter gross domestic product. Economist Laxman Akuthan shares Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's oft-repeated belief that U.S. economic performance will improve by year's end.
The fact that the retail sales numbers come in weaker than expected does not change the future expectation that this recession is actually drawing to a close this summer.
Even if the U.S. economy rebounds, most economists expect the recovery to be slow, with unemployment rates remaining stubbornly high for months to come. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.